has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Two teams head over to the sidelines. They're going to be getting some final words from their head coaches before this one will tip off tonight, as Northwest Missouri State is going to be wearing their road black uniforms here tonight in Quincy, Illinois. This is just part of a road trip for us, one of the better road trips you could ask for. We mentioned the two games that the women will be involved in here today, and then on Monday we're going to finish out our road trip in Owensboro, Kentucky on Tuesday night when the Northwest Missouri State men face fourth-ranked Lincoln Memorial, the team they beat in the semifinals last year in the Elite Eight up in Sioux Falls, going on to win that national championship a year ago.
And you know, Matt, if that game would be a Division I contest, it would be a matchup that would be on national television. There would be a lot of hype involved at the D1 level. It's just as important at the D2 level when these two teams meet on Tuesday. Heck of a matchup, number one, number four, getting ready to go at it, and it ought to be a dandy coming up Tuesday night.
We'll take a timeout, come back with a tip right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
National anthem here at Pepsi Arena in Quincy, Illinois, before the tip-off of tonight's Northwest Missouri State Quincy University women's matchup. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Going back to what we were talking just before the break, the Northwest men's team heading down to Owensboro, Kentucky. They're going to play at Kentucky Wesleyan, a neutral site game against Lincoln Memorial. A Lincoln Memorial team that, against Mars Hill Monday, put 156 points on the board and averaging right around 100 points a game. But my guess is they probably haven't seen a defense like they'll see on Tuesday.
I think you're exactly right. Talking with Coach McCullum Thursday evening about how you stop a team like Lincoln Memorial, says guard them. Made it simple as can be. And, well, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
Again, I think they come out of a conference where there's at the top end of that conference and very good teams, but the bottom end, not nearly as tough as what Northwest comes out of MIAA with. So I think some of those stats are skewed just a little bit due to the type of competition they're in their conference. But make no mistake about it, Lincoln Memorial is a very good basketball team. And again, Northwest comes out, play the style of defense they played, especially last Sunday against Central Missouri, where they just shut down a pretty good offensive team in Central Missouri. That'll be a big help in coming up against a heck of a team in Lincoln Memorial.
And sometimes when you talk about a team like Northwest that can play defense going up against a good offensive team, you can frustrate those teams because they're used to scoring a lot and scoring quickly. If they've got to work a little bit harder on the offensive end, that really can build and make a team struggle even more.
Especially a team that likes to push the ball down the floor and transition, where they have to work deep into that shot clock. That's when you see a few turnovers, a few rush shots, and that's what makes Northwest defense so good. They make their opponents work so hard on defense. Then on the other end, it makes them a little bit tired when they come down on the defensive side of things, and Northwest gets some open looks because of that.
They're introducing the Quincy starters as we speak. Again, a little late getting started. They had a game just prior to this one. Missouri Southern beat the host Quincy. It actually turned out to be a good game. Southern got up by 20 points about 8 minutes into the game, but Quincy got to within four late in the ball game and made a game of it, but Missouri Southern did come away with the victory in the game just prior to this. So Northwest heading out toward midcourt. Again, they're in the road black and green uniforms against the Quincy Hawks in their home white with brown lettering and accents. Maria Dentlinger will step into the center circle for Northwest to get this one started this evening. And she will be standing across from Alexa Lowe. Most of the experience for Quincy in terms of upperclassmen in their starting lineup, they do not have much experience on their bench. We're about set to go, and the tip will be controlled by Northwest. They're going to work left to right as we look at it here at Pepsi Arena. Jalen Haggard sets up the offense over to Tanya Meyer, left side. Into the corner, McConkie. Now to Ann McAndrews. Man-to-man defense being played by Quincy. Right side, Meyer in the corner, Dentlinger. Top of the key, Haggard open, three on the way. That's just off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down at the free throw line by Quincy. Michaela Gronewald comes up with it. Dribbles to the left wing. Now with a bounce pass to the top of the key, Hickey. Now over to the right, Webster takes the shot and knocks it down. Annika Webster with the three, the first scoring of this game. A little bit of full court pressure from Quincy. Meyer dribbles across midcourt, gives it to McConkie, now to Haggard. Haggard over to the left side in the corner. McAndrews takes a three, and she got it. So just like that, Mallory McAndrews ties the game at three. We're just about a minute into it here in Quincy. Hawks with the basketball. On the left side is Hickey. Looks underneath. Nice pass down low to Michaela Gronewald, who hits the layup. Makes it a 5-3 game. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Man-to-man full court pressure as McConkie will bring it up the floor, passing Jesse Revis. Picks up the dribble. Now a bounce pass high post Meyer out to the corner, Dentlinger. Couple of dribbles to McAndrews, top of the key. Left side, Haggard. Now to Meyer. Open for three. That one is off the right side of the rim. The backboard, no good. Rebound to Taylor Hickey for Quincy. Cross midcourt with the dribble. To the top of the key. Now onto the right side. In the corner it goes to Gronewald. She'll dribble up to the wing. Lob pass inside for Alexa Lowe. And the shot is good by Lowe. Standing on the block on the right side. 7-3 game. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Cross midcourt. Meyer brings it over to the right side. McConkie into the corner for Haggard. She dribbles up to the wing, looks inside, nothing there. Over to the left side, McAndrews. Now to McConkie. Top of the key, Haggard. 10 on the shot clock. Haggard to Dentlinger in the right corner. Now to McAndrews. McConkie gets a screen from Meyer on the drive. Layup left side is good for Mallory McConkie. First points for McConkie, makes it a 7-5 game. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. 7:48 to play in the first quarter. At the top of the key, Gronewald works it over to the left side. Hickey with it. Skip across to the right wing. Rubbis takes the three, knocks it down. Jessie Rubbis with her first points of the game. A couple of early threes from Quincy, and it's a 10-5 lead for the Hawks over Northwest Missouri State. 7:28 to play in the first quarter. McConkie across midcourt. Over to the left side, Haggard on the wing. Open, her three's on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Out to the top of the key, McAndrews. Onto the right wing, McConkie to Meyer. Meyer down the right side of the lane, kicks it to Dentlinger in the corner. She'll try to drive with it. Top of the key, Haggard fakes left, goes right. Now out to Meyer, right wing. Top of the key for McAndrews. Onto the left side for Haggard. Looks in the corner. Dentlinger will take a three. Got it! Maria Dentlinger left open, hits her first three-pointer of the year. And it's a 10-8 game. Quincy University with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 6:49 to play in the first quarter. On the right side, Grubbis works it between the circles for Hickey. Hickey with one dribble onto the left wing, Gronewald. Now into the corner for Webster. Into the high post, and now a quick pass into the corner. Gronewald up to the right wing for Hickey, who takes and knocks down the three. First points for Taylor Hickey, 13-8 the lead for Quincy. Northwest Missouri State with it. McAndrews in the right corner. Now to the top of the key for McConkie. McConkie with a bounce pass over to Haggard on the left wing. Haggard out to McAndrews between the circles. McAndrews can put it on the floor once, give it up to McConkie. On the drive, kick out. A three on the way from Dittlinger. That's off the back of the rim, and the rebound inside for Taylor Hickey. Quincy doing a good job on the defensive boards. Now in transition, ahead to Grunewald. Layup off the glass is good for Michaela Grunewald. 15-8 lead for Quincy. 5:53 to play in the first quarter. Mele Tubawada getting set to check in for Northwest Missouri State at the next dead ball. Onto the left side, McConkie, and here's that next dead ball as we've got a foul away from the ball. This will go on Annika Webster. That'll be the first foul of this game. And Tupawada will come into the lineup. And for Quincy, Maddie Spangola checks into the lineup along with Kate Ruzovich.
Northwest must have seen something in scouting this Quincy team where that left corner has been open for them. They've hit a couple threes from that far left corner, and they've been trying to work at that side throughout this first quarter.
Haggard with it on the right wing to the top of the key for Meyer. Meyer back over to the right. McAndrews looks inside to Bawada. Couple of dribbles for her. Shot no good, but a foul call against Alexa Lowe. We'll get Mele Tupawada to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Tupawada has attempted just a couple of free throws so far this year, and she'll have two opportunities here. The first of the two for Tupawada on the way, and good. Tupawada, the transfer in from New Mexico Highlands, along with Kehlani Ma'aba this year. Second free throw for Tupawada is good, so she knocks down both free throws. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's 15-10. Quincy with the lead in the basketball as Spangola runs the point guard. Over to the left side, gets it on the wing for Rubis. Down low, nice look by Rubis, but Grunewald misses the shot. Tupawada with the rebound on the backside. Outlet will go to Haggard. She brings it top of the key onto the right side. McAndrews, a three on the way. Got it. Mallory McAndrews knocks down her second three of the game. And it's a 15-13 game. Quincy with the lead and the basketball. 5:03 to play in the first quarter. Over to the right side on the wing. Rubis gets it to the top of the key. Grunewald takes the dribble. Now to the high post for Lowe. One dribble for her. Looks inside. Gets it there. Shot faked by Ruzovich. Shot blocked away by Meyer. Ruzovich picks it up. 12-footer off the back of the rim. And then on the rebound, Alexa Lowe goes over the back of Mele Tupawada for her second foul. Third team foul. And we come to a timeout. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Northwest Missouri State trailing Quincy University 15-13. We're back right after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. 15-13, Quincy with the lead over the Bearcats. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. And John, we talked about how young these two teams are, and you just pointed something out. Look at the turnover situation. You wouldn't think that.
No, and neither team with turnover so far in this first quarter. And again, that's an area that we've talked about in the past. Northwest has struggled this year, and right now doing a good job taking care of the basketball.
Haggard over to the right side for McConkie. Now top of the key. McAndrews fakes on the three. Dribbles over to the left side on the wing. Looks inside at Tupawada. Not there. Now for Haggard. Haggard down the right side of the lane underneath. Tupawada wide open, and the shot is good on the left side from L.A. Tupawada. 4 points for her, and it's a 15-15 game. Quincy University with the basketball. Spangola works it to the left side of the floor, gives it to Julia Ruzovich. Now to the top of the key for Jennifer Warfield. Warfield works it to the right side for Rubis. Top of the key, Spangola, back over to the right side. Ruzovich, that's Kate Ruzovich, with a bounce pass inside to Warfield. Now back out to Ruzovich. Up with the floater. That one in and out, no good. The rebound tipped and controlled by McConkey for Northwest Missouri State. Chance for the Bearcats to take the lead. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Inside to Meyer. The pass off of her fingertips and picked up by Kate Rusevich. Ahead on the left side to Julia Rusevich. Gets it to the high post to Kate Rusevich. And then a touch pass into the corner. And Maddie Spangola trying to set up for a three-point attempt. Travels with the basketball, and there's our first or our second turnover of the game. It's just two teams do it in back-to-back trips down the floor.
Well, we talked a little too soon, I guess.
Maria Dentlinger set to get back into the ball game for Northwest Missouri State. Tanya Meyer will come to the sideline for Coach Buck Shield.
Four teams shooting pretty well from the field early on for Quincy, shooting 60% right now, 6 of 10, Northwest 5 of 9. So both getting into their offense and doing, I think, what both coaching staffs want to see them do to offensively.
Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Now onto the left side, McConkey. Gets a screen from Tupawata. Over to the right for Haggard. Into the corner, McAndrews. McAndrews is going to draw a foul. She starts to drive. Julia Rusevich reaches in, gets a hold of her. Called for her first foul. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. In for Quincy. Annika Webster back in the lineup. And Jessica Marino seeing her first action of the evening for the Hawks. We're tied at 15. Northwest inbounding in front of the Quincy bench. McConkey looking for somebody open. Throws the pass that is tipped right back out of bounds. Maddie Spangola got a hand on it before crashing into the scorer's table. And another inbound coming for Northwest. McConkey looking to inbound again. This time gets it to Haggard in the backcourt. And Haggard will walk across the timeline guarded by Spangola. Over to the right side, Tupawata in the corner. She'll drive baseline, now double team, kicks a pass that is tipped out of bounds. Annika Webster got a hand on it. She was looking for Maria Dentlinger on the baseline. Dentlinger would have been open for about a 12-footer. But now another inbound for Northwest, this time baseline left. Haggard inbounds to McAndrews on the left sideline. McAndrews gets a screen, brings it toward the top of the key. Now between the circles, McConkey back to McAndrews. She'll drive with a basketball, and then the ball knocked out of bounds as Jessica Marino swats at it, knocks it out on the baseline, and Northwest will inbound with 3:04 to play in the first quarter. Two officials coming together. Quincy trying to make the argument that the dribble went off the leg of McAndrews, but it was swatted out of bounds, so the inbound coming for Northwest. And now we've got an illegal screen set by Mele Tupawata, so her first foul. That's the first foul for Northwest as well in this first quarter. 3:04 to play in the quarter. Still tied at 15. Spangola works it over to the left side on the wing for Rusevich. That's Julia now out to the right side, Marino. Inside bounce pass to Annika Webster. She goes up with the shot, draws the foul. And we'll head to the free throw line to shoot two as Tupawata picks up her second. She has both Northwest Missouri State fouls. It will send Webster to the free throw line to shoot two for the Hawks. 2:50 to play in the first quarter. First of the two is off the back of the rim. Tanya Meyer back into the lineup. Macy Williams seeing her first action takes the place of Jalen Haggard. Williams will work over on the right side. And Webster will get a second opportunity. And that one off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Dentlinger. McConkey will chase it down for Northwest. Now to Williams. Cross midcourt with the dribble. To the top of the key. Over to the right side for Meyer. Meyer open. Puts up the three. It's off the left side of the rim. And Williams trying to chase after the rebound. Gets called for a foul. That'll be the first on Macy Williams. 2:37 to play in the first quarter, tied at 15. We've sat at that score the last several minutes of this first quarter. As Spangola works it over to the right side on the wing for Marino. Skip pass across to the left side, taken by Webster. Three on the way, the air ball heading toward the baseline, saved inbounds by Marino, able to get it to her teammate Warfield. Now to Rizika. That's Julia. She goes on the drive, the layup no good, and the rebound by Tanya Meyer. Outlet will go to Williams. With 2:09 to play in the first quarter, Williams onto the right wing for McAndrews. To the top of the key, McConkey. McConkey thought about a three, instead goes on the drive, up with the floater. That one, no good. And the rebound to the backside for Annika Webster for Quincy University. Now inside pass, nearly taken by McAndrews, but Julia Ruzovich able to come down with it and hit the layup. Quincy back on top, 17-15. 1:44 to play in the first quarter. Williams over to the left side, McConkey. Now to the corner for Dentlinger. On to the wing, McAndrews. Thought about a long three, but now puts it on the floor. Works it to the right side, McConkey in the corner. It goes to Dentlinger. Williams tried to go out to McAndrews, and it's taken away. Julia Ruzovich misses the wide-open layup at the other end, and McAndrews is there for the rebound. Outlet to Macy Williams. Williams on the right side. Inside to Dentlinger. Dentlinger with a couple of dribbles. Kick out past McConkey. Left wing three on the way. Too strong. And the rebound to Jennifer Warfield for Quincy. Outlet to Spangola. She brings it between the circles to set the Quincy offense. Minutes play in the first quarter. 2-point lead for the Hawks. On the left wing, Annika Webster directing some traffic. Now to the free throw line, Warfield. Bounce pass down low, leads Ruzovich too much. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. Kylie Coleman checks into the lineup along with Zoe Hayward.
Because both teams were hot to start this game from the field, they both equally cooled off in the last couple minutes.
Conkey and McAndrews to the sideline for a rest at the tail end of this first quarter. Williams across midcourt with the dribble. Over to the right side on the wing. Picks up the dribble. Over to the sideline. Gets it for Coleman. Now to Hayward. Hayward onto the left wing with it. To Meyer, top of the key. Left open. Takes the three. Got it. Nothing but net for Tanya Meyer. And Northwest with their first lead of the game, 18-17. 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Spangola will work the left side of the floor this time to Webster on the wing. Webster will get it top of the key to Warfield. Now a pass inside. Ruzicka comes down with it, or Ruzovich rather, and then gets called for 3 seconds in the lane. And to the lineup for Quincy, Taylor Harrison. 15 seconds to play in the first quarter, and it's an 18-17 Northwest Missouri State lead. Macy Williams picked up by Spangola between the circles. Drives left side, spins, gets it out to Meyer. Meyer inside to Dentlinger. Dentlinger with the pass back to Meyer on the give and go. It's knocked out of bounds by Webster. So Northwest will inbound with 5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Williams on the baseline right. Steps out to trigger it in. Gets it in the corner. Hayward. Hayward with a couple of dribbles. Into the lane with it. Goes up with the underhanded shot. Doesn't hit it, but draws the foul. So Hayward will get a couple of free throw opportunities at the tail end of this first quarter with Taylor Harrison called for her first.
One thing I like about Northwest in this first quarter offensively, they're attacking the basket much better than they have the last couple of games.
First of two for Hayward is good. Nothing but net. 19-17, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. 1.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Second free throw coming for Hayward. And that one off the back of the rim. Dentlinger tips out the rebound. It's picked up at the free throw line by Julia Ruzovich. And that'll do it in the first quarter. It's 19-17. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Quincy University. We'll be back with more from Quincy, Illinois, right after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine in or carry out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Illinois, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Quincy, 19-17. Just about set for the start of the second quarter. Northwest with their first game since finals week this past week. That's the first of 3 games in 4 days for Bearcat teams. The women will be at McKendree College on Monday, and then the men, Tuesday, will face Lincoln Memorial in Owensboro, Kentucky. And, of course, you'll hear both of those games on the Bearcat Radio Network as well. Quincy with the basketball to start the second quarter. Taylor Hickey back out there to run the point for the Hawks. Now onto the left side on the wing for Harrison. To the top of the key, Rusevich. Down low, Harrison. Shot over Hayward. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Michaela Gronewald for Quincy. Out to the top of the key for Webster. Onto the left side, Hickey. Back top of the key. This time it's Harrison. Over to the right corner. Drive by Webster. Reverse layup is good for Annika Webster. 5 points for Webster. Ties the game at 19. Full court pressure. Pass ahead to Tanya Meyer. She had to chase after it after it was tipped loose. Now Jalen Haggard will take it between the circles and set the half-court offense for Northwest. Haggard brings it to the left side on the wing. Now top of the key, Mia Stillman. Right side, Coleman. Inside to Stillman. Shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound knocked away by Stillman. Kick out to Haggard. She puts up the three, no good. And then the rebound by Annika Webster for Quincy University. Outlet will go to Taylor Hickey. Over to the right side for Gronewald. Now fired pass down low for Julia Rusevich. Knocked out of bounds by Tanya Meyer. That will get Mallory McAndrews and Mallory McConkey back into the lineup for Northwest. Hayward and Coleman to the sideline. And Jesse Rubis checks back in for Quincy, replacing Julia Rusevich. 8:53 to play in the first half. A 19-19 tie. Inbound over to the left side. Gronewald up with the 8-footer, and it's good for Michaela Gronewald. 6 points for Gronewald. Full court pressure once again. 1-2-1-1 full court press. Onto the left side, McConkey. Gets it ahead to McAndrews. Wide open. The three in transition is off the back of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Gronewald. She'll lead it the other way. Quickly hesitates. Tries to drive by McConkey, but stops. Kick out to Webster in the corner. Now top of the key. Hickey faked a three. Now takes it and knocks it down. Taylor Hickey with two threes in this first half. And it's 24-19. Quincy with a lead. Stillman over to Meyer on the left wing. Another three attempt in transition. That off the right side of the rim. And there for the rebound is Taylor Harrison for Quincy. 5-point lead for the Hawks. Onto the right wing. Goes for Rubis. Now inside. Harrison back to Rubis. Now to Webster on the drive. Shot left side. No good. But Mia Stillman called for her first foul. It'll also be the first team foul against Northwest in this second quarter. And will result in two free throw attempts for Annika Webster. She's 0-for-2 from there so far in the game. First attempt. Off the back of the rim. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw attempt on the way and good for Annika Webster. She now has 6 points in the game. That's the lead for Quincy. Back in full court pressure. Broken by Northwest. Meyer. Little to the right wing. Spins, gets it out to Stillman. Now to Haggard. Haggard fakes the pass, brings it top of the key. Right side, McConkey. Inside to Meyer. Meyer puts it on the floor, tries to kick it out to McAndrews, who had cut toward the sideline, so the ball sails into the backcourt. Backcourt violation will give it back to Quincy. 7:37 to play in the first half. 25-19, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State.
Just the third turnover for Northwest. They've handled the full court pressure pretty well. It's when Northwest has got down in their half court offense where they've had some trouble.
Ball in the left corner. Taylor Hickey with it. Brings it out between the circles for Rubis. Now to the right side, Gronewald. Took a dribble. Gives it up to Webster. Webster looking inside. Nothing there. Now into the corner. Hickey takes the pass there. Brings it back out to the right. Gronewald gets it to the left side. Tipped by McConkey and out of bounds. Rubis just about got a piece of that, reaching for it, which would have given Northwest the ball, but an inbound coming for Quincy instead. The inbound will come from Taylor Hickey over to the left side for Gronewald. Swings around to the right side for Webster, who goes on the drive. The runner is good, and she draws the foul. She'll have an opportunity at a three-point play. Foul called on Mia Stillman. That'll be the second on Stillman. The basket by Webster was good. One opportunity at the line for her. Maria Dentlinger will check back into the Bearcat lineup. Stillman will go to the sideline. 7:09 to play in the first half. 27-19. An 8-0 run here for the Hawks. Webster going to try to make it 9 with her free throw attempt, and she does. Knocks that one down. After missing her first 3 free throw attempts, she's hit 2 straight. And full court press once again, broken by Northwest. They trail by 9, 28-19. Now Meyer all the way to the left wing for McAndrews, inside to Dentlinger. Dentlinger, all off balance, gets it out to Haggard, who travels with the basketball. So that will give it back to to Quincy with 6:55 to play in the first half. Taylor Hickey calls out the offense from the backcourt. Crosses the timeline to the right side of the floor. Now on the wing. Gets a screen, top of the key from Harrison. Puts up the shot from 16, and it's good. Taylor Hickey with 8 points. And Coach Buck Shield calls the timeout with 6:43 to play in the first half. We'll take it with them. 30-19, the lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. 6:43 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, the Northwest Missouri State women right now on the downside of an 11-0 run. And that's the lead for Quincy, 30-19 over Northwest.
Take a good time out by Coach Shield to try to settle his young team down here and stop the bleeding as, again, Quincy on a bit of a run here. And, again, Northwest facing some full-court pressure out this timeout.
Inbound comes to Mallory McAndrews. She'll work it over to the left side for Dentlinger. Now to Meyer. Back to Dentlinger. Cross the timeline for McConkie. Over to the left, Haggard. Haggard between the circles with it. Guarded by Taylor Hickey. Now works it to the left side with the dribble. Gives it to McAndrews. Meyer, top of the key. A 3 on the way. That's off the front of the rim. And Hickey there for the rebound for Quincy. Hickey slows as she crosses the timeline. Left side, Webster. Back to Hickey between the circles. Kaylani Maava getting set to check in for Northwest. Pass on the left side goes to Gronewald. She'll bring it top of the key for Webster. Webster over to the right side. Rubis will dribble to the free throw line. Kick it out left for Hicks. Takes on a 3. 7 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Webster takes a 3 and it's good. Annika Webster with her second 3-pointer of the game. She has 12 points in this first half. And it's a 33-19 lead for Quincy. 5:44. To play in the first quarter. McConkie across the timeline. Down to the baseline with it. Gives it to Meyer. Cutting to the basket. The shot up and good by Tanya Meyer. Meyer with 5. That stops the 14-0 run for Quincy. As Hickey brings it across midcourt. It's a 33-21 lead for the Hawks over Northwest Missouri State. Top of the key. Grunewald. Couple of dribbles. Now to Webster. On to the left side, Hickey. She brings it to the top of the key. Back over to the left for Webster. Inside pass and shot off the glass. Good for Taylor Harrison. First points for Harrison. 5:05 to play in the first half. 35-21 the lead for Quincy. McAndrews with it on the right side. Now between the circles for Haggard. Haggard brings it to the wing with the dribble. Fires the dribble. There needs some help. Tries to get a long pass to Meyer. Meyer has to go to the floor after it, then tried to throw it out to McConkie. It goes out of bounds and will belong to Quincy. Maava back in the lineup, or into the lineup for the first time for Northwest tonight. Back in the lineup for Quincy is Julia Ruzovich and Maddie Spangola. Also checking back in, Jesse Remus. So Quincy with the ball, 4:47 to play in the first half. A 14-point lead for the Hawks. Over to the left side on the wing. Ball handed to Revis. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Crosses over. Drives. Kicks it out. Ruzovic into the corner. 3 on the way from Spangola. No good. And a rebound for Mahaba inside for Northwest Missouri State. Cross midcourt, Haggard to the right wing, gives it for McConkey. Now over to the left side, McAndrews. Inside, Mahaba spins, shot in the left side, blocked away, and the rebound for Julia Ruzovich. Ruzovich had the block and the board, and then the ball out of bounds, knocked away by Maria Dentlinger. So an inbound coming for Quincy with 4:13 to play in the first half. Spangola steps out to trigger it in, baseline left. Gets it on the block right side, knocked away from Harrison by Mahaba. Right back out of bounds, so an inbound this time, baseline right, as Zoe Hayward comes in for Northwest. McConkey will go to the sideline for Coach Scheel. And the inbound to Ruzovich on the right side. Drives in the lane, spins, gets off balance, and will be called for a travel. So that'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 4:06 to play in the first half and a 35-21 lead for Quincy. Dentlinger with it in the backcourt against the full court pressure. Mahaba ahead across the timeline to Haggard. Haggard now triple team, gets it ahead to Mahaba. Inside, trying to go to Dentlinger, knocked away from her from behind by Michaela Dronewald. Otherwise, it would have been an easy layup for Dentlinger. It's a Northwest inbounds, baseline right. Comes in to Hayward. Hayward with a bounce pass inside to Mahaba. She spins, goes up with a shot, good off the glass. Kehlani Mahaba with her first points of the night. 35-23, Quincy with the lead in the basketball. 3:40 to play in the first half. Spangola to the top of the key, works it right side, Ruzovich. Now on to the left, Rebels. Dribbles to the baseline, gives it back to Ruzovich. Nice lob pass down low for Taylor Harrison, and it results in a wide open look for Harrison. 37-23, Quincy. Northwest tries to break the full court pressure again. They do. Haggard ahead to Hayward. Bounce pass inside to Dentlinger. Dentlinger back out to Hayward on the right wing. Long pass over to McAndrews. Bobbled it. Controls it. Now gets it to Haggard. Top of the key, Hayward. Starts a drive. Kick out for Haggard. Now to Hayward. Hayward down the lane. Up with the floater, and that one misses to the right. Rebound for Jesse Revis for Quincy. Out with the Gronewald. Down to the right baseline for Ruzovich. Looking to go inside with it. Instead, drives the baseline. Kick out pass, left side. Touched by Rubis to the right side. Gronewald takes the three, no good. Mahaba there for the rebound for Northwest. 37-23, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 2:35 to play in the first half. McAndrews gets a screen from Mahaba, and now double team. Gives it to Mahaba, who fakes on the three. Gets it back to McAndrews between the circles. Over to Hayward, left side. Try to go inside to Mahaba, tipped right back to her. Now Haggard goes into Mahaba, who's fouled from behind by Julia Ruzovich. That'll be the first on Ruzovich. Second on Ruzovich. First team foul against Quincy in the second quarter. In for Northwest, Kylie Coleman and Mallory McConkey. And for Quincy, Jessica Marino. Inbound for Northwest, baseline left to McConkey on the wing. Takes one dribble, goes top of the key for Haggard. She'll go on the drive, jump stop, up with the layup right side, no good. And a rebound for Ruzovich for Quincy. Spangola calls out the offense, works it to the left side for Ruzovich. Ruzovich on the drive, up with a shot, hits the bottom of the backboard, but they're going to call Kehlani Mahaba for the foul, and that'll be the first on Mahaba. That's going to be the first on Mahaba, the third against Northwest, and two free throw attempts coming up for Julia Ruzovich. For Quincy. First one is off the front of the rim. Macy Williams comes back in for Northwest. Grace Schrocknagel checks in for Quincy.
Quincy hasn't done a very good job taking advantage of getting to the free throw line. Just 2 of 6 as a team right now.
Second attempt coming up for Ruzovich. And that one in and out, no good. Rebound for Dentlinger. Outlet goes to Macy Williams. 2 minutes to play in the first half. 37-23, the lead for Quincy on the right side. Coleman into Mahaba. Mahaba up with the shot. She draws the foul. This one will be on Taylor Harrison, her second. And Mahaba to the line to shoot two. Mahaba's been pretty strong at the free throw line. Hasn't been there a lot, but hit the bulk of her free throw attempts this year. And she'll get two opportunities on this trip, the first of which is good.
They keep trying to go inside to her like they have here on a few possessions in this first half. She'll get to the line a lot more. She's done a pretty good job posting up inside.
Back at the game for Quincy comes Annika Webster. And a second free throw coming up for Mahaba. And that one is nothing but net. So Kehlani Mahaba hits both free throws. 4 points for her, 37-25. Quincy with a lead in the basketball. 1:47 to play in the first half. On the left side, Spangola brings it to the free throw line. Now kicks it back left. Webster drive to the baseline. Up with the runner. And it's good. And she draws the foul. Her second and one opportunity in this first half. The foul called on Kehlani Mahaba. That'll be her second. So Webster, who's just 2 of 5 at the free throw line, does have 14 points tonight. Tanya Meyer into the lineup as Mahaba will go to the sideline with 1:39 to play in the first half. So the one free throw attempt for Annika Webster. And she converts the three-point play the old-fashioned way by knocking down the free throw. 15 points for her, leads all scores. Now she gets a steal in the full court pressure. Over the left side, Spangola. Into the corner it goes for Schrocknagel, who travels with the basketball. And that will give it back to Northwest with 1.5 minutes to play in the first half. 40-25, the lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. Full court pressure once again from the Hawks. Dettlinger with it in the backcourt, ahead to Macy Williams. Williams avoids the trap with a dribble. Now a pass across to McConkey. McConkey to the right corner. Coleman, three-pointer on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for. Meyer kept it alive and gets it to McConkey. Now over to Meyer on the left wing. Williams goes on the drive down the left side of the lane. Kick out top of the key for Coleman. Coleman over to the left. Williams dribbles to the free throw line. Into the lane. Bounce pass to Coleman on the baseline. 10-footer on the way. Good for Kylie Coleman. First points for Coleman. 40-27, the lead for Quincy. Under 1 minute to play in the first half. Quincy with the basketball. Spangola between the circles. Working against Macy Williams. Both teams have played man-to-man defense the entire first half. On to the left side for Schrocknagel. Around to the right for Spangola. Now to the corner, Webster. Webster holds it high above her head, looking for a pass. Gets it down low, across the paint to Harrison. Harrison with a hook shot, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by McConkey. And an inbound coming for Quincy. Baseline right with 31 seconds to play in the first half. Inbound coming from Spagnola. Over to the right side, Marino. Out top, Webster. Over to the left side. Gets it to Spagnola, who checks the clock. 22 seconds to play in the half. The game and shot clock's pretty much even. Quincy going to try to work for the final shot of the half. Over to the right side on the wing, Marino. Drive down to the baseline. Spins, kicks it out to Spagnola, and an offensive foul on an illegal screen set by Taylor Harrison, and that's going to be the third on Harrison. Third team foul against Quincy, and Northwest will have 8.3 seconds to work with against the full court pressure here at the tail end of the first half. Meyer looking to inbound, does to Williams. Williams will dribble it up the left side of the floor, double team. Tries to get a pass ahead to Coleman, overthrows it, goes out of bounds with 2.8 seconds to go in the first half. And Quincy will get an inbound here with the lead 40-27 over Northwest Missouri State. Now Northwest will apply some pressure in the backcourt. The inbound goes through the hands of Spagnola and out of bounds, so Northwest will have 0.7 seconds. So basically an inbound and a quick touch shot attempt, all Northwest could do. Inbound going to Meyer. She tips it up and in. That's exactly what they got. Perfect play as Tanya Meyer hits the shot at the buzzer. 7 first half points for Meyer. And the two teams will go into the locker room. 40-29. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Quincy, Illinois right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org. Northwest Missouri State Women trail Quincy University at the half, 40-29. And, John, really it was that one run there by Quincy that built the lead. And other than that, the two teams have played pretty even. But it was a pretty big 14-0 run.
Yeah, it was. And that's tough to try to come back after that. Again, Northwest trying to put together a full half of basketball. Last couple of games, it's been the first quarter that assert Northwest. This game, the second quarter. Cats went into the second quarter up by 2, 19-17, but outscored in the second quarter 23-10. But nice little finish to the first half with a little tip in by Tanya to give Northwest maybe a little bit of momentum coming out into the third quarter. And one thing I thought the first half that was good, except maybe in the last minute of that half, was Northwest did a pretty good job of handling the full court pressure. I think only a couple of turnovers off that press late in the half. The difference when Northwest would turn over the ball is when they would get into their half-court offense and front court and made a few turnovers there. But handling the pressure in the backcourt has been a positive so far for Northwest.
And as I look back, that run we've mentioned actually was a 16-0 run for Quincy University. But, John, you're right. I do think we are seeing some positives despite the score. Not something that, you know, coaches want to get wins, teams want to get wins, but if they can continue that in the second half and play a full second half, because in the before the game, Coach Shield talked about one of the biggest things the team needs to get to is consistency. And other than that run, it was a fairly consistent first half. You mentioned they only scored 10 in the second quarter, but that was a big part of that run that we were talking about. But outside of that, they were playing consistent, taking care of the basketball, and if they can put together a full half, that's a step forward for Northwest.
And defensively, they were making Quincy work for most of their shots. Now, Quincy shot a pretty good percentage, but I don't think those shots are going to fall throughout to this game. So if they can continue to play some pretty good defense there. And on the offensive side, what I like, too, is there looks to be a little bit more effort to get the ball inside to the post players a little bit more and get a little bit more of an inside presence. Northwest has some pretty good three-point shooters that we've seen this season. So if they can get that inside game going, that'll be a big benefit. And hopefully they can continue that in the second half.
We are at the half, 40-29, the lead for Quincy women over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660 241 4003. Northwest Missouri State women trailing 40-29 at the half. Just one of six games involving MIAA teams today. Matter of fact, three MIAA matchups and three non-conference matchups for MIAA teams today. In the conference games on the women's side, University of Central Missouri beating Southwest Baptist 80-75 in Bolivar today. Emporia State easily over Lincoln and Jefferson City 72-50. And the Washburn women beat Lindenwood 81-69. In the other two non-conference matchups, Fort Hays State beating Rockhurst in Kansas City 67-50. And the University of Nebraska-Kearney with a 96-22 win over Manhattan Christian College. Look on the men's side from action today. The MIAA matchups, Central Missouri beating Southwest Baptist 78-76. Also a two-point game in St. Charles where the Washburn men beat Lindenwood 76-74. And a two-point game in Jefferson City, Emporia State beating Lincoln University 77-75. In the non-conference games today, Fort Hays State beat Kansas Wesleyan 83-49. And just prior to this game here in Quincy, the Missouri Southern men beat Quincy 97-86. Missouri Southern got out to a very fast 20-point lead in that ball game. Gave up that lead. Quincy got to within four late in the second half, but Missouri Southern able to pull out an 11-point win today in men's basketball. Also, just of note, for those interested in the Division II National Championship game, Texas A&M Commerce right now with a lead over West Florida 20-7 with just over 2 minutes to play in the first half in Kansas City. Around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. We'll be back to Quincy, Illinois right after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
In Quincy, Illinois, the first of three Bearcat games in 4 days as the Northwest women will be down at McKendry College on Monday. We'll have that one for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. And then Tuesday, the Bearcat men, the top-ranked team in the nation, will be facing the fourth-ranked team in the nation, Lincoln Memorial, on a neutral site floor at Kansas Wesleyan in Owensboro, Kentucky. We'll have that one for you along the Bearcat Radio Network as well. Here at the half, it's a 40-29 score. Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll come back and take a look at some of the first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square, Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Quincy, Illinois at the half, 40-29. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. A look at some of the stats from the first half for Northwest. Leading them in scoring with 7 points was Tanya Meyer as she hit that bucket right at the buzzer at the tail end of the first half. 6 points for Mallory McAndrews. She was 2 for 3 from beyond the arc in the first half. 4 points apiece for Mele Tupuwana and Kehlani Maiava, both coming off the bench for the Bearcats. 3 points for Maria Dentlinger. 1 of 2 from outside the arc and a couple of points for Mallory McConkie, rounding out the scoring for Northwest. Leading scorer on the other side for Quincy, Annika Webster with 15 points. So there's a look at some of the numbers from the first half. We'll be back with second half action right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in Quincy, Illinois at Pepsi Arena. Northwest Missouri State women trailing 40-29 at the half. We're just about ready for second half action. Both teams on the sidelines hearing from their head coaches. Quincy University out onto the court with Michaela Grunewald along with Alexa Lowe, Jesse Levitt, Annika Webster had a big first half, and Taylor Hickey. For Northwest Missouri State, it'll be Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkie, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Maria Dentlinger. So back to their starting lineup. The inbound will come from Northwest to start this second half. They're going to be working from right to left. Haggard takes the inbound, brings it across midcourt, works it over to the right side of the floor. Now gets it up for Dentlinger. On to the left wing, McConkey. McConkey gets a screen from Meyer. Over to Haggard on the right side. Haggard down the lane, up with the shot, no good. And the rebound for Taylor Hickey for Quincy. Hickey across midcourt to the top of the key. Kick out right side, Webster open. The three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. But there for the rebound is Jesse Rebus. Rebus double-teamed, able to kick it out to Webster, top the key. Now to Hickey. He'll dribble it up top, gets a screen. And then back to Webster on the pick and roll. Underneath, he's able to fire a pass to Alexa Lowe, but Mallory McAndrews right there to get a held ball call. And possession will stay with Quincy. Just underway in the third quarter, 40-29, the lead for Quincy University over Northwest Missouri State. It's the first possession of the second half for Quincy. Webster trying to dribble. Mallory McAndrews knocked the ball under Webster's foot, who fell down, and Mallory McAndrews picks it up. Haggard with it, top of the key, over to the left side for McConkey. McConkey onto the right, McAndrews. She'll dribble to the free throw line, kick it out for McConkey. Now to Meyer. Meyer to Haggard, top of the key, three on the way, in and out, no good. Meyer the rebound, and a kick out right side for McAndrews. To Haggard, in the left corner, McConkey. Just inside it, Meyer instead goes to McAndrews. She'll get it to the high post, and Meyer back to McAndrews. A screen from Meyer. McAndrews at the right elbow, takes the 15-footer, too strong. Meyer tips the rebound over to Dentlinger. Now McAndrews with it at the top of the key, onto the right side for Haggard. Into the corner. Dentlinger inside to Meyer. Shot off the glass. Good for Tanya Meyer.
Oh, good hustle by Tanya. That trip down the floor kept the ball alive a couple different times off rebounds, and it had an opportunity to get the shot at the end.
40-31. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. Top of the key. Taylor Hickey with it for the Hawks. Now to Webster. Out on the perimeter. Looks underneath. Throws a pass that's tipped by Meyer. Picked up by Revis. Onto the right wing it goes to Grunewald. Grunewald will give it to Hickey, who puts up the long three. That's too strong. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. They walk across midcourt with it. Work it over to the left side for McConkey. Now to the top of the key, McAndrews. On to the right, Haggard. Haggard puts it on the floor. Looks inside for Dentlinger. Ball tipped out of her hand. She'll chase it down. Now get by Hickey on the drive. Dentlinger on the baseline. 10-footer on the way. Short. Rebound for Webster for Quincy. Now it to Hickey. Ahead on the left side for Rubis. On the wing. Gets the bounce pass to the corner for Grunewald. Now out to Hickey on the wing. Webster, top of the key. Tries to drive. Layup on the left side. No good. Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. A 9-point game. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:22 to play in the third quarter. Across the timeline, Haggard. Down on the side of the lane. Now backs it out. Gives it to Dentlinger. Over to the right for McAndrews. Inside to Meyer. Dribbles in the lane. Kick out pass. Haggard open. Three on the way. Off the right side of the rim. A rebound to the free throw line. And Jesse Revis for Quincy. Ahead to Grunewald. One-on-one against McAndrews. Stops. So she'll kick it out. Left side three from Revis is good. Jesse Revis with her second three-pointer of the game. All of her points from outside the arc, and it's a 43-31 game. Quincy with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. Now Haggard on the drive all the way to the hole, and the layup on the right side. Good for Jalen Haggard, who's on the board for the first time tonight. Averaging 13 a game for Northwest. Taylor Hickey with it on the right side for Quincy. 10-point lead for Quincy. On to the left for Grunewald. Drive down to the baseline. Now through the lane. Into the corner. Webster just inside the arc. The shot off the back of the rim. Dentlinger the rebound for Northwest. Now Haggard will work it ahead to McAndrews. Back to Haggard. On to the left side for Meyer. Meyer on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Haggard. Now to the corner, McConkey. Inside to Meyer. Knocked away by Webster. And the loose ball picked up by Alexa Lowe. And Quincy will bring it the other way. 6:05 to play in the third quarter. Low with it at the top of the key for the Hawks. And now an offensive foul, an illegal screen set by Annika Webster. That'll be the second on Webster, the first team foul against Quincy in this third quarter. Kehlani Ma'ava checks in along with Macy Williams for Northwest Missouri State. And Northwest will have possession. You've got both Haggard and Williams on the floor for Northwest, along with McConkey, Dentlinger, and Ma'ava. Under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, 43-33. Quincy with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Haggard over to the right side for Williams. Williams on the wing, brings it to the top of the key, now to Haggard. On to McAndrews, left wing. Top of the key, Dentlinger. Touch pass into Ma'ava. Kick out Williams. Now to Haggard. A three on the way. Good! Great ball movement by Northwest, and Haggard finishes it with the three-pointer. 43-36. Quincy with the lead in the ball. Now open on the left side. A three from Revis is good. So a quick answer in transition. The third three of the game for Revis. Back to a 10-point lead. Full court pressure from Quincy. Williams to Dentlinger, now across to Haggard in the corner. McAndrews, a three on the way, too strong. Rebound on the backside, out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State off of Taylor Hickey.
Well, you like the way Northwest is running their offense in this game, particularly coming out in this third quarter, playing with a lot more focus, and resulted in some good looks inside, some good looks outside, and again, a lot of this goes back to trying to emphasize and getting the ball inside, and when Quincy drops inside a little bit, better outside shots there.
They changed the call. It is Quincy basketball, so Quincy with it. Over to the right side on the wing is Michaela Grunewald. Grunewald brings it to the top of the key. Now on to the left for Spangola. Top of the key for Ruzovic. That's Kate Ruzovic. Spin move in the lane. The shot short. Rebound for Ma'ava. Ma'ava ahead to Williams. Williams will bring it across midcourt with a dribble. Double team. Gets it to Haggard right wing. Skip over to McAndrews left side. Between the circles, Williams back to McAndrews, this time in the corner. One dribble, bounce pass into Ma'ava. Hook shot by Ma'ava, and it's good. Kehlani Ma'ava with 6 points tonight. 46-38, Quincy with the lead in the basketball. 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Tanya Meyer set to check back in for Northwest as Spangola comes to the left wing with it. Over to the right side on the wing, a three from Revis. In and out, no good. Ma'ava there for another rebound. Haggard will take the outlet, bring it up the floor against Kate Ruzovic. Out to the right side, McAndrews. Now between the circles, Williams. Into the left corner, Dentlinger. Top of the key, Haggard. A three on the way. Got it! Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. Both of her three-pointers have come in this third quarter. And it's 46-41 as Northwest chips away at the lead. Timeout, Quincy. 3:54 to play in the third quarter. 46-41, Quincy. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
6:41, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And the Hawks with the basketball, 3:52 to play in the third quarter. Over the left side on the wing is Alexandra Petrovich. Top of the key for Webster. Look down low, overthrows Alexa Lowe, and Northwest will get it back after a timeout. 46-41, Quincy's lead over Northwest. 3:44 to play in the third quarter. We're back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
And back in Quincy, Illinois, Northwest Missouri State with a basketball, trailing by 5, 46-41. And now we have a foul as Mallory McAndrews tried to drive. Foul call on Maddie Spangola, her first.
Bearcats right now on a 10-3 run over the last 2:59 of this game. And when you look at the 10 points scored by the Bearcats, 8 of those coming from Jalen Haggard.
Haggard with it, ahead to Macy Williams. Now back to Haggard. Put it on the floor, works it over to the left side. McAndrews inside to Mahava, top of the key, Williams, a three on the way. Good! Macy Williams knocks down the three, and Northwest has cut the lead to 2. They were down by as many as 12. 3:03 to play in this third quarter. Spagnuolo with it. Going to the right side, gets a screen from Webster. Now expires the dribble on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Knocked away by Meyer. Out of bounds. Off of Alexa Lowe. Northwest will get it back. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Jennifer Warfield checks into the Quincy lineup. Full court pressure for the Hawks against Northwest. Meyer in the backcourt. Ahead to Mahava. Mahava back to Meyer, and she's across the timeline with it. Now over to the left side, McAndrews on the wing. Between the circles for Haggard. Over to the right, Williams. Williams drives down to the baseline, kicks it to McAndrews, but the pass just too tall for Mallory McAndrews. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. And Quincy gets it back with 2:34 to play in the third quarter. 46-44, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Spagnuolo over to the right side. Jessica Marino dribbles to the top of the key with it. Now gets it to Webster. Webster wants to drive on Meyer. Up with a wild shot, and it's good off the glass on the left side. Annika Webster with 17 points, and it's a 48-44 lead for Quincy. Northwest breaks the press once again. Williams over to the left side. Try to go to McAndrews. It's knocked out of bounds by Alexandra Petrovich. 2:07 to play in the third, and Northwest will inbound. 48-44, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Inbound to Haggard, behind her, but she's able to chase down the loose ball. Over to McAndrews, left side, open for three. That one's off to the left. Rebound underneath for Mahava. Her follow won't go. She gets it back again, puts it up again. No good. Mahava tips it this time. Meyer comes down with it for Northwest. Out to McAndrews. Now Haggard over to the right side. Williams inside. Mahava. Mahava up with a shot. That one won't go. And Petrovich grabs the board for Quincy. Works it over to the right side, Spagnuolo. 1:38 to play in the third quarter. A four-point Quincy lead. Now to the top of the key. Marino hands it off Spagnuolo to Webster. Drive down the right side of the lane. The runner off the glass is good for Annika Webster. 19 for Webster. A six-point lead for Quincy. Northwest breaks the full court pressure once again. They've done a good job with that. Now in the center circle is Haggard. Over to the left side, Meyer. A three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound along the baseline, out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Northwest off of Alexandra Petrovich. Kylie Coleman into the game for Northwest. Macy Williams to the sideline. And Haggard will inbound for the Cats. 1:09 to play in the third quarter. Inbound to Coleman on the wing. Now inside for Mahava. Mahava spins, and the ball taken away by Webster. Outlet quickly ahead to Marino. To the right wing. Marino gives it for Webster, and a foul on the block. The pass intended for Jennifer Warfield. She was fouled from behind by Kylie Coleman. Be the first on Coleman. First team foul in the third quarter for Northwest. 57 and a half seconds to play in the third. A six-point lead for Quincy University.
The inbound on the baseline right. Comes into the corner for Marino. She'll drive along the baseline, cut off by McAndrew. Spins, goes up with a shot, but off the glass for Marino. First points for Marino. Haggard with it in the backcourt for Northwest. Bearcats back down by 8. Pass ahead across midcourt for McAndrews. Is knocked out of bounds by Jessica Marino. 41 seconds to play in the third quarter and an inbound coming for Northwest. Coleman will trigger it in. Gets it to Haggard near the center circle. Haggard brings it to the left side of the floor with the dribble. Not a lot of movement away from the ball right now for Northwest. Now Haggard still dribbling against Spagnuolo. Gets a screen from Meyer. And Spagnuolo comes up with a loose ball. A foul on Jalen Haggard. And that'll be the first on Haggard. Second team foul against Northwest. And Mele Tupuwata will check in for Kehlani Mahaba for Northwest. 26.6 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Quincy will have the basketball. 52-44, their lead over Northwest Missouri State. Spagnuolo across midcourt with the dribble, stands in the center circle as they will likely play for the last shot of this third quarter. No shot clock. Spagnuolo over to the right side, on the wing Marino. Marino down to the baseline with the dribble, cut off by McAndrews. Out to Spagnuolo, three on the way, it's good. Maddie Spagnuolo with her first points of the game. Inbound to Haggard. Haggard with two on the clock. Gets it ahead to McAndrews. Takes the dribble. Throws it up. And it almost went for Mallory McAndrews. But it doesn't. 55-44. The lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. End of the third quarter. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pittsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, Northwest Missouri State starts the fourth quarter with a basketball down 55-44. Haggard to the top of the key. Meyer over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman out to McAndrews. McAndrews to the right wing. Top of the key to Bawada. She drives. Stops. Up with the jumper from 6. It's off the back of the rim. Taylor Hickey with a rebound for Quincy. Top of the key with it. Over to the right side on the wing. Revis. Back to Hickey. Hickey between the circles. Marks it over to the right side. Webster on the wing. Goes on the drive. Up with a layup. That's good. Annika Webster with 21 points tonight for Quincy. Home court pressure once again from the Hawks.
Now an 11-0 run by Quincy.
Pass ahead for Tanya Meyer as the Cats break the pressure. But then Meyer trying to skip it over to Coleman on the right side. The ball was tipped by Grunewald, nearly taken away. But she couldn't quite corral it. It goes out of bounds. A Northwest will inbound baseline left.
Tough about that 11-0 run. Northwest had outscored Quincy 19-6 prior to that.
Shot up and no good for Tanya Meyer. The rebound off of Hickey and out of bounds. So an inbound coming on the baseline left for Northwest and Jalen Haggard. 9:05 to play. Haggard's inbound to Meyer on the block. Top of the key, McAndrews. A three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. No good. And a rebound for Jennifer Warfield for Quincy University. They lead it by 13 over to the left side, Webster. Skip across to the right side. Rubbis to Hickey. Now to Webster. Webster will take a three over Meyer, and it's good. Annick Webster has done it all. That's her third three of the game. 24 points tonight, and now a steal by Jennifer Warfield for Quincy in that full court pressure. The first time that the full court pressure has resulted in a turnover for the Hawks. 8.5 minutes to play. On the right side is Grunewald. 60-44, the lead for Quincy. Now to the top of the key, Webster. Down the left side of the lane. Shot up, no good. Tubuada with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard. And a timeout for Northwest head coach Buck Shield. 8:15 to play. 60-44, the lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsalandFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, it's 8:15 to play, 60-44. Quincy with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcat women will be back in action on Monday night. They will face McKendree. We'll have that one for you on the Bearcat Radio Network as well. McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois. It's a 6 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 5:40 with that one on Monday. And then the Northwest men will face Lincoln Memorial in Kentucky on Tuesday. We'll have that one for you as well. Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. Jalen Haggard between the circles over to the right side for Coleman. Now Coleman lobs it inside. Ma'ava tried to go over to Tupawada, threw her hand. Kick out to Haggard. Three on the way. Good for Jalen Haggard. Her third three of the game. She has 11 points, 60-47. Quincy with a lead in the basketball, 7:52 to play. Hickey over to the right side. Warfield down to the baseline right for Julia Ruzovich. Now to Hickey. Just inside the arc. Shot is good by Taylor Hickey. She's into double digits with 10. Northwest breaks the full court pressure once again. Haggard with it near the center circle. Walks over toward the left side of the floor. Being guarded by Michaela Grunewald. Now dribbles to the wing with it. Mahava comes up to set a screen. And they call her for an illegal screen. Third foul on Mahava. First foul of this fourth quarter against Northwest Missouri State. 62-47. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. Hickey over to the right side on the wing. Now tries to go to Ruzovich on the pick and roll. It's tipped away. Ruzovich will chase it down. Now back to Hickey. Over to the left side. Rubbis to the top of the key. Down to Ruzovich in the corner. In cutting through Grunewald. Kick out in the corner. Shot up. No good by Warfield. And the rebound by Tupuwada for Northwest. Gives it up for Haggard. Under 7 minutes to play. Haggard on the drive. Tries to throw a pass. Knocked to the floor. No call. Taken away by Warfield. Warfield over to the right for Grunewald. Now to Hickey near midcourt. On to the left wing. Rubbis goes inside. Ruzovich tries to pass it across the lane. Mahava gets the steal. Now to Haggard. Haggard will cross midcourt with the dribble. 6:25 to play. Coach Shield trying to get the team to hustle on the offensive end as time becomes a factor. In the paint, a double team on Mahava. She hits the shot and draws the foul. So a three-point play opportunity for Kehlani Mahava. The foul is against Jennifer Warfield. That is her first. And Ma'ava with 8 points, and she'll have a chance to make it 9.
That was a tough shot trying to work her way out of that double team you mentioned underneath the bucket, leaning back out. Got it to fall and gets to the free throw line.
Mallory McConkey and Mallory McAndrews, or excuse me, Macy Williams back in the lineup. And Tanya Meyer will come in and take the place of Tupuwata. Ma'ava will get one opportunity at the free throw line as Alexander Petrovich also comes back in for Quincy. Ma'ava with three dribbles. Dips, fires, and the free throw off the back of the rim. Rebound for Ruzovic inside for Quincy. Outlet goes to Hickey. Cross midcourt with the dribble. On the left wing, down to the baseline with it. Spins, kicks it out between the circles for Rubis. Now to the right side. A three by Warfield, no good. Meyer with the rebound. Outlet goes to Macy Williams. 62-49, the lead for Quincy over Northwest Missouri State. Under 6 minutes to play. Williams on the right wing, between the circles. Gets it to McConkey, now to Meyer. Long three from Meyer. Good for Tanya Meyer. Second three of the game for Meyer. Makes it a 10-point Quincy lead, 62-52 over Northwest Missouri State. Hickey with it. On to the left side, Petrovich. She'll put up a three, and she answers. Petrovich with her first points of the game. Three-pointer makes it a 13-point lead. Now a pass from Meyer across midcourt to McAndrews. Macy Williams. Williams works it over to the left side. McConkey gets a screen from Meyer. Down to the baseline with it. Tries to go up with a shot. There's a collision. And a foul call coming against Quincy. That'll be the second on Jennifer Warfield. It will send Mallory McConkey to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
There hasn't been an abundance of free throw shot in this game for either team. This for Northwest is their eighth free throw attempt. And you look over at Quincy, they've only shot eight so far.
First free throw for McConkey is good. Into the lineup, Annika Webster for Quincy. 5:11 to play, 65-53, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw coming up for McConkey. That one is up, and it rattles down. So she hits both 4 points now for McConkey, 65-54. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. Hickey between the circles. Now brings it out all the way near midcourt. Over to the right side for Webster. Webster between the circles to Petrovich. Petrovich brings it on to the right side. Expires the dribble. Hands it for Hickey. Fakes on a three. Now over to the left side, Warfield. To Webster on the drive. Taken away. Macy Williams gets the steal. Dribbles behind her back to get past Petrovich. And now top of the key, Meyer, three-pointer on the way. It's off the back of the rim, long rebound, chased down by Williams. Williams over to the right side, McAndrews. She puts up a three. Good! Nothing but net for Mallory McAndrews. 65-57. Quincy with the lead in the ball, but the Cats trying to make a run. 4:20 to go. Cross midcourt. Comes Hickey, and a timeout for Quincy. 4:18 to go, 65-57, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 4:18 to play, 65-57. Quincy's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Quincy with the basketball following the timeout. Hickey with it. Over to the right side for Webster. Webster with the drive in the lane. Layup left side. Good for Annika Webster. Cats have just not had an answer for Webster tonight. Now Macy Williams in the backcourt. Double teamed. A held ball call. And a possession arrow will give it to Quincy.
Both teams have also knocked down a number of threes in this one, both with 10 at three-point attempts. It's taken Northwest a few more opportunities, though, 10 or 29, while Quincy, 10 of 17 from three-point range.
Taylor Hickey will inbound it. Gets it in to Revis. Now over to the right side, Webster driving the baseline this time. Shot knocked away by Tanya Meyer, but Meyer will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Meyer, and it will send Annika Webster to the free throw line for two. She is 3 of 6 from there. She missed her first three attempts of the game, then hit her next three, and we'll get two more chances here. The first one is good.
She's on it all for Quincy tonight.
Jalen Haggard back in for Northwest. Mallory McConkey to the sideline. 68-57, Quincy's lead with 3:56 to go. Second free throw for Webster is good. 28 points tonight for Annika Webster. Pass over to McAndrews in the backcourt, across to Haggard. Haggard over to the right side for McAndrews. Hands it off for Williams on the wing. Now to Meyer. Meyer looks inside, goes to Mahaba, who is fouled from behind. This will be Taylor Harrison called for the foul, and that'll be her fourth. Third team foul. Northwest will inbound baseline right. Inbound from Macy Williams to McAndrews on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Underneath Mahaba, wide open, and McAndrews finds her. Mahaba with 10 points. 69-59. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 3:29 to go. Hickey with it between the circles. Over to the right side for Webster. Webster looks to go inside. It's tipped away by Mahaba, and Webster chases down the loose ball. And now McAndrews gets a steal on a pass intended for Petrovich. Over to Macy Williams. Williams over to the left side. Haggard. Haggard will get a screen top of the key. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Up with the runner. Off the glass too hard. Meyer tips the rebound. Saves it inbounds. And it's picked up by Hickey for Quincy. Hickey between the circles. Over to the left side. Now right back to Hickey. Now on to the right for Petrovich. Webster. Touch pass inside. Overthrown. But there to pick it up is Jesse Revis. And then Revis is fouled. This one will be against Macy Williams, her second, team's third. Into the lineup for the Hawks, Jennifer Warfield takes the place of Taylor Harrison. Highest point total of the season for Annika Webster tonight. Now a pass goes down low for Jennifer Warfield. Warfield gets it out to Hickey. Started by Macy Williams. Hickey on to Webster on the left wing. Webster down the lane, up with the layup. That shot's off the back of the rim. One of her few misses tonight. But the outlet pass by Tanya Meyer thrown away as Hickey comes up with the steal. Stepped right in front of Jalen Haggard to take that pass. Now she'll set the offense for the Hawks. A 10-point lead for Quincy. 2:10 to play. On to the left side, Warfield. Warfield. Hands it off. Petrovich with it now, top of the key for Webster. Puts up a three. Good. Nothing but net for Annika Webster. Fourth three of the game. She has 31 points. 72-59, the lead for Quincy. Williams across midcourt. Over to the left. McAndrews takes a three, and she answers. Mallory McAndrews with her fourth three of the game. 12 points. Timeout Northwest. 1:46 to go. It's a 10-point lead for Quincy. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 1:46 to play, 72-62. Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. Bearcats will take on McKendree University on Monday night in Lebanon, Illinois. We'll have it for you on the Bearcat Radio Network. Now Northwest will step into full court pressure as Quincy will inbound. Mele Tupuwata and Kehlani Mahaba in the game along with Macy Williams, Mallory McAndrews, and Jalen Haggard. Taylor Hickey across midcourt with the dribble. Guarded by Williams. Out out near the center circle as Quincy tries to work the clock. Now Williams knocks the ball loose, picked up, or it's still rolling loose, and a held ball call with a possession arrow, giving it to Northwest. Great effort by Macy Williams.
Boy, big play. Reached in, left that ball loose. It rolled away. Northwest able to force the held ball, and now an opportunity to cut it down to single digits with a minute and a half left.
Mele Tupuwata will inbound it. Now Tanya Meyer will check into the lineup. And Tupuwata will come to the sideline. Ma'ava will go to inbound it for Northwest. Quincy with a substitute as well. Michaela Gronewald will step into the lineup and take the place of Taylor Hickey. An inbound to Macy Williams in the backcourt against Petrovich. Stops just before midcourt. Tries to go to Haggard. Throws it away. It's picked up by Gronewald. And Gronewald will get it across midcourt to Webster. Northwest trying to foul here, and Quincy trying to play keep away. Webster goes into the corner. Warfield. Warfield throws the pass. Foul on Kehlani Ma'ava. And that will be the fourth on Ma'ava. Fourth team foul against Northwest as well. 72-62, Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:13 to go. Webster inbounding it on the sideline down near the corner. Gets it in, and Macy Williams with the foul on Michaela Gronewald right away. So Gronewald will go to the line for two. That'll be the third on Macy Williams. So two attempts at the line for Gronewald. Her first trip to the line this afternoon, this evening. She has 6 points in the ball game. The first of the two off the front of the rim. 1:12 to go, 72-62. Quincy's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Second free throw is good. So Gronewald got one of the two to go, and Northwest against the full court pressure. McAndrews across the timeline to Meyer. Left side, a three on the way. Good for Sonya Meyer. Third three of the game for Meyer. She has 15 points and a timeout for Northwest. 73-65. Quincy's lead over Northwest, 103 to go. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 103 to play, 73-65. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The Hawks will inbound against Northwest's full court pressure. Webster steps out, looks to trigger it in. Her pass tipped by Tanya Meyer, but goes right back out of bounds. So they'll set up once again. They're going to take some time, it looks like, off the clock. They want them to flip it and shut it right back off because ball technically was in play for a slight moment. Now an inbound, and the inbound comes to Rubbis. Rubbis to Webster, and Webster is fouled. It's actually Haggard almost took an offensive foul. She tried to set up to take the charge, but got called for the block. That'll be her second foul, and it will send Webster to the free throw line. And she'll have two opportunities there. 31 points tonight for Annika Webster. 58.5 seconds to play. Her first free throw is good. So after missing her first three, she has hit six straight. And her Their second one here is good, so make it seven straight. 33 points for Webster. Inbound comes to Macy Williams. Williams across midcourt with it to the left side. Now to Haggard. Haggard goes on the drive. Layup on the right is good for Jalen Haggard. 13 for Haggard. 75-67. Quincy with the lead. And a foul right away by Haggard as Michaela Grunewald takes the inbound. That'll be the third on Haggard. And Grunewald will have two opportunities at the line. She is one of two from there. Those two attempts coming earlier in this fourth quarter. 48.6 seconds on the clock. First free throw for Grunewald is good. 8 points tonight for her. 76-67 the lead for Quincy. Second free throw up and good. So she hits both on this trip. A 10-point lead for the Hawks. Williams across midcourt. Over to the right side. Haggard. Now to the left, McAndrews. McAndrews, top of the key three. Good. McAndrews knocks it down. Her fifth three of the game. Webster looking to inbound, does to Petrovich, who's fouled right away by Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the first on McAndrews, and Alexandra Petrovich will get two opportunities for Quincy with 38 seconds to go, a 77-70 lead for the Hawks. First trip to the line for Petrovich. She's got a three-pointer in this game. Didn't see any first-half action, but has played here in this second as her first free throw goes. So Quincy knocking down free throws when they count here late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they struggled early in the game, but not now.
Second free throw is up and good. So Petrovich hits them both. 79-70, Quincy's lead. Macy Williams ahead to Meyer in the right corner. Three on the way. Short rebound underneath. Pulled down by Jennifer Warfield to Grunewald. Gets it ahead to Webster. Webster will give it to Grunewald, and Northwest will back off with a 79-70 lead for Quincy. The Hawks will be able to basically run the clock out, about a second difference between the game and shot clocks. Over to the left side, goes to Grunewald. Northwest is defending, just not fouling, to send Quincy to the line. In the corner, Webster. 3 seconds to go. Webster holds on to it in the corner. And that'll do it. Quincy will get the win, 79-70 over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Quincy, Illinois, right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back in Quincy, Illinois. Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women, 79-70 tonight. And for Northwest Missouri State, they will fall to 1-10 on the season. For Quincy, they get their third win of the year here tonight. 79-70, the final score. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital. offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 79-70 the final score. Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John, we were talking about it during the break. That run there in the first half really became the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, when Quincy went on a 16-0 run in the second quarter, and that proved to be the difference. Northwest was up at the end of the first quarter, 19-17. Had a rough second quarter, but they were even with Quincy in the third and outscored Quincy in the fourth by two. So if they could have just stopped that run there in the second quarter, it could have been a much different ball game. But again, trying to put together a full four quarters has been a little bit tough. The last couple of games, it was the first quarter that put Northwest behind. Today, it was the second quarter that hurt the Bearcats.
79-70, our final score. Quincy with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more from Quincy, Illinois, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assessments, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 79-70, the final. Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women, the first of two games. On a road trip for the Northwest women, they'll be down at McKendree University coming up on Monday night. John, we were talking about the process with this women's team. Even though they had the loss tonight, it did kind of feel like they took a positive step tonight.
Yeah, I think they definitely did from a couple of standpoints. One, I think offensively we saw a little bit more of an offense being run where they were able to get the ball inside, get some looks inside, and then that opened up things on the outside where Northwest was able to knock down a few threes, and I think that's primarily because they got a few things going in the post in this game, so that's good. I think defensively they played a much better game defensively, and you look at turnover, still a few too many turnovers, 15 in today's game. Quincy, on the other hand, turned it over 12 times, so both teams had a little bit of a problem with that. But again, if Northwest can chisel down the turnovers and continue to build on what they were doing offensively, and again, the type of pressure they put on defensively, I thought was much better in this game as well. If they can build on those things, looking toward Monday, things could be a little bit more on the positive side in the win-loss coming up on Monday night.
79-70 our final. We're back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-6262. 0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882. Or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Quincy, Illinois, 79-70, the final. Quincy with a win over Northwest Missouri State. Joining us now is Buck Shield, the head coach of the Northwest women's team. Buck, I know it was kind of a frustrating game for you tonight, but it did seem like you had some more positives out of this game than we've seen in recent weeks.
Yeah, I thought we, we came out that first quarter ready to play compared to several games earlier this season. And you know, I knew once we came out that first quarter with some energy and played with some passion, that you know we were going to give ourselves an opportunity to be in this game.
And really, when you look at it, they're late in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, Quincy had that 16-0 run, and outside of that, it was a fairly even ball game.
Yeah, you know, we didn't carry out our defensive plan against them. We wanted to have really good ball pressure both in our matchup zone and even, you know, as well as into our man-to-man, because they got some kids that can really shoot the ball well. And you know, anybody can shoot the ball when they don't have a hand up in their face. And so by the time we started to pick up that pressure, they had already had so much momentum going that it was pretty tough to slow them down. You know, they ended up shooting 61% from three going into the game. You know, I think they were a 30% team, a 35% team. And, you know, when you don't have that constant ball pressure and you allow them to get comfortable early and settle in, you're going to have your hands full the rest of the night.
Really a tough matchup tonight with Annika Webster. She's a player that played inside, stepped out, hit four threes, just a challenge, a matchup issue for you.
Yeah, we knew coming into the game that she was going to be a matchup issue for her. You know, her overall talent level and just how hard she plays. She's playing hard the entire time that she's on the floor. She doesn't relax, and anytime we relaxed against her or let her get comfortable and do what she was wanting to do, it, you know, she made us pay for it quite a bit. And our in-game adjustments on her, personnel-wise, weren't very good. And you know, there's only so much that we can do from the bench, telling them in timeouts and on dead balls, and at the end of the day, they've got to go out and they've got to execute that. And I thought at times we did, but throughout its entirety, you know, she really made us pay.
You saw some full court pressure tonight, and now obviously it wasn't a bear down, real tough full court pressure, but is it important for the team to kind of see things like that, just to experience it, even if it's not as high a level as you may see later on?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's, you know, good for them to understand that when we do run our press breaker correctly and we get to the spots and get the ball where it needs to go, like we talk about, then things work. And tonight we had several possessions where we were just turning and throwing the ball, putting our head down and trying to dribble through two or three people, and that usually resulted in turnovers or late, close, getting the ball over the half-court line and then, you know, having to scramble within the half-court.
All right, Buck. Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you down at McKendree Monday.
Thank you.
That is Buck Shield, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Coach Shield's post-game interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Well, as we've been mentioning, this is just the first of three Bearcat games over a four-day period. An off day tomorrow, then the Northwest women will face McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois. A 6 o'clock game will be on the air at 5:40 with the pregame show on the Bearcat Radio Network for that one. And then the big one on Tuesday, as the top-ranked Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will be facing Lincoln Memorial, the team that they played in the semifinals of last year's Elite Eight tournament. They'll take on Lincoln Memorial in Owensboro, Kentucky at Kentucky Wesleyan, so it'll be a neutral site game. Coach Ben McCollum, John, talking earlier this week, he said both teams wanted to play each other, they just didn't want to play on each other's floor. So the only option was to have the neutral site game.
Yeah, they found a place in Owensboro, Kentucky, on the Kentucky Wesleyan campus where they can play that. So it ought to be a fun matchup. I think a lot of people should be excited about this. as excited about a non-conference game as you've been in a long time with the way these two teams match up, and it may not be the last time they see each other this season if things play out the way everyone expects those two programs to go and maybe meet down the line into the Division II playoffs.
You know, and when you look at it, obviously one of the two teams is going to lose in that ball game, but it's not going to be a loss that's a major hurt for a long period of time. So really, it is a good game for both teams, even though both teams are facing a good opponent.
Yeah, there's no downside to it, really. Again, one team will get that loss, but when you look at strength of schedule, it's going to help both teams as far as the strength of schedule down the line to get into the playoffs. If perhaps they might be on a bubble at some point, which I don't think either team most likely will be, but again, all you can do is gain out of this. You play a great competition, and that's got to help going into the rest of the MIAA schedule as well, so it's really going to be a win-win for everyone involved in that matchup on Tuesday.
We'll have that for you on Tuesday along the Bearcat Radio Network as well. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Our final score this evening, 79-70, Quincy with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Our thanks to Ryan Elliott back at Bearcat Central helping us tonight. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Quincy, Illinois.